Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever. But I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. Friends, you read the title. You already know what's happening. I'm currently in my Miami crew right now. And honestly, I am going to address the elephant in the room, aside from the major one that is in this title. I am using a fucking Rock Band microphone at this time. Okay, the one I was using, 10 out of 10, it was just too heavy and just kind of didn't get, it was just getting in the way. So I'm just going to address the elephant in the room. But we're using her. Fun fact about this microphone, I did have Rock Band for Wii. Still do. I have to set up my Wii. Bring back Wii games. Okay. Bring back Wii, everything related. And so this came USB port. So regular USB before USB-C was a thing. And in my first laptop I ever had, it did not come with a microphone built in. So I literally put my Gen Z brain together at the age of, I want to say maybe 14, that I was like, USB. My computer has USB. What if I just, boom, and here I am today. 10 plus years later, using it still. Can't believe that this is all reliable. So, yeah. Honestly, I don't have a lot really to say. Today's drink of choice is going to be actually the poppy watermelon flavor. I've talked about it 1,000 times. I have a wine glass with me, and I'm going to be drinking out of a wine glass. Is this alcoholic? No. But what we're going to talk about today is going to give me alcohol level worthy of a headache. But anyways, we're going to get into it today. Yeah, like I said, you read the title. We're going to get into all that tea today. But yeah, officially, I'm an unemployed bitch. It doesn't feel great, but we're going to get into why. So with that being said, and also for if any of my fellow former gym besties see this, yes. The rumors are true. I am, in fact, unemployed. But anyways, we're going to get into why. But anyways, yeah, I don't know what else I can say. And honestly, this microphone makes me feel like a bad bitch because I am. I'm on my period and cramping as fuck. So I'll see you guys on the other side if I even make it alive. Bye. And we're back, ladies and gents. So before I get into today's episode, it's going to be a silly little episode. It's nothing crazy. It's just a life update as to like what's going on in my present day life. But before I continue, for those who don't know, I've been dedicating every episode of my comeback to just drawing attention to what's going on in the world. And I think that, like I've mentioned already 1,000 times, it feels like I don't know what else I can say, truly. And I know this is going to sound very selfish, and I don't mean it in that direction, by no means. But I've also had, like, personal stuff going on, aside from, you know, the title of this episode of me quitting my job just out of last resort, with no backup plan, nothing. I kind of been on that aspect of my life currently, and I feel as if, you know, I am still moving in that, you know, point of view of like, okay, well, there are people that truly have it way worse, girl. Your current problem in life is struggling to find yourself and struggling to find your purpose and struggling to find what career and or careers is best for you. Meanwhile, there are people that actually live real life problems. And with that being said, that's not me being, you know, feel bad for me, because that's by no means what I'm going for, but that's currently where I've been at. And like I've said, I don't know what else more I can say that Palestinian journalists haven't said already. What more I can contribute to, more than these actual people going through these real life struggles can contribute. I don't know what else more I can say that they haven't already said, drawn attention to. But I think that every time I do bring this segment up, I do it out of just in case. It's more of like, in case you forgot today to hear about it, to be reminded that this is still going on, very much present, just because you might have seen less content of it, just because you've seen maybe less coverage on it, does not mean it is not going on, if not going on to a worse degree. So, as always, I have all of the links listed down below in the description. just drawing attention to what's going on in this world, for us not to be ignorant people, to realize that our current struggles are not anywhere near the ones across the across the world, if that makes sense. So and I, like I said, I don't know what else I can say. I don't know what else I, as an individual, can contribute aside from learning myself. And I feel like I'm kind of moving more towards learning in the aspect of not needing to post so much about it. I feel like every source I've seen, every event I've seen, I have just saved into my important PSAs folder in my Instagram. And I've just saved it for a time where I can just read it on my own time and kind of just be equipped with the knowledge. You know, I feel like knowledge is very much power. And to have that knowledge is important. And to have that just information with you to have, because I feel like I've mentioned several times that the knowledge that we have on certain topics are what's going to really change the world. Like, I don't really think always posting about it is going to make a difference, yes, but I think that it gets so oversaturated and it gets overwhelming, an endless scrolling type of thing. And I feel like more intention should be drawn to learning about these things via other resources like Google, peer-reviewed journals. If you're in college, you clearly have access to those. As a fellow college student myself, you have access to journals in universities that are fact-based, only fact-based, and written by educators, professors, valuable authors. I feel like those are more important to know about. And so I say all of this because I've been more focused on learning these things for myself and only for myself to spread knowledge for those who might not know about it or might actually disagree with what's going on in the world, which I don't really see how there's even a pro anything when it should just be a free Palestine and that should be it. There's really no argument. There's really no debunking. There's really nothing to debunk and argue at this point. So I really think that to be equipped with the knowledge that is given to us by Palestinian journalists, learning about the Sudan and listening to Sudanese creators, news reporters, and just anyone along those realms, they know more than I would know. And for me to learn from them is much more valuable. And to take what the information they give is much more valuable. And with that being said, all sources and links and resources and all will be linked in the description. But just remember that, honestly, we're living in an age of technology. The technology that we live and use and quite literally would die without was mined by children. Like, just putting it out there in case you didn't know. And so many things on top of that. There's just so many layers. It's just so, it feels so oversaturated when it shouldn't be. It feels like it should be much more of an outrage, if that makes sense. But I conclude, and I think that as people, as individuals, it is our job to be equipped with knowledge and to use that in times where someone might not be educated on a certain topic. And it is your responsibility as a person in society, as a community, to contribute to educating others on what they might not know. And so with that being said, I feel like I can only provide that. I feel like that's all I can really provide for. And I think, yeah, we're gonna get into today's episode, but yeah, this is just kind of always a segment to be reminding yourself that, like, you know what, it's time to focus on the more important things in life. Like, to be, I see this segment every time as more of like, just stop what you're doing. We're gonna get into a podcast episode that I'm going to be providing for you, but before we get into it, hey, like, just reminder, there are real world problems, there are real world issues, there are real world experiences that others are suffering in. And take a moment to realize that, take a moment of gratitude for yourself to be like, you know what, all I can do right now is equip myself with knowledge and be ready when the time comes to speak on that knowledge and to move through life being more grateful. And I feel like as humans, we're not as grateful more than we should be. And that's just all of a universal experience. And it does take us as humans to see others struggling or just pain and suffering overall as a concept and a problem in the world for us to be more grateful of things. And I feel like we need to shy away from that. I feel like we should always be grateful in the times that we need to be. And so that being said, just move through life caring about these people that are millions of miles away from you, but they are people just like us, just like me and you. And they deserve to live a happy and healthy life, a healthy and healthy full life. And you and I get to do that in this time. We get to do that. And we take our health and our mobility and so many things for granted. So meanwhile, other people are quite literally not experiencing that whatsoever, by no means. So we're going to get into today's episode. It's a silly little time. And I will see you guys on the other side. Take care of yourselves and be healthy and safe. Bye. We are back, ladies and gents. Wow. I never thought I was going to make this podcast episode. I never thought. But for those who don't know, I'm going to be drinking out of my wine glass today. There is no wine in here at all. Not even any alcohol. For those who still don't know, I am having the poppy prebiotic soda in the watermelon flavor, and it has like a pinkness to it. I think it's just the cutest fucking thing, and it tastes a great time. 10 out of 10 flavor. So I will be drinking out of that in a wine glass today. So cheers to me being unemployed and freeing myself from the worst minimum wage job I've ever had. So for those who know, pa arriba, pa abajo, pa centro, pa dentro. Wow. Like I said, I never thought I was going to make this podcast episode. Where do I begin? For those who don't know, for my non-gym besties, I did work at a gym, a commercial gym. That was my job as a sales associate, or so I thought. And so I will not be disclosing which sales and sales associate front desk gym I was working for. But you can Google commercial gyms and you can just pick out of those and guess which one it is. But nonetheless, it was a horrible time. I highly don't recommend it. And the tea on being that is not great. I mean, it's good tea. I'm not going to sit here and say it isn't. But let's start with, and by the way, I have no notes for this. I like totally forgot to even prep for this. Like, I totally forgot that I literally have a podcast. Like 90% of the time I forget about this. And then like towards like Thursday, I'm like, wait, that thing I have to do. Right. Good to know. So with that being said, like I said, I don't have notes for this. I don't even know. I'm going to be dancing delicately around the subject because, yeah, like I don't really need to give you all that good tea unless you ask me in person. Sure. Don't DM me. Don't ask me things. If you see me in person, I will give you that inside scoop. But right now I'm going to be framing it a specific way for a reason. I did not sign an NDA. So anyways, let's begin. So long, long, long ago, I was working retail, which also I fucking hated. To be honest, I hated retail more than life itself. I had never in my life witnessed to a degree that I loathe, like, what's it called? Retail with. Okay. I was working retail at the time, and I was actually going to this gym. It was my go-to gym. It was the gym that I would always go to. It would be my gym that I would always go to. And also, I started in like 2018, 2019. When my first job was more of like a afternoon job. It was more of like an evening job, like into the night job. So I really wouldn't go at like 5 a.m. I'd be one of those like 12 p.m. people that was going to that location. And that was kind of the gym I was paying for at the time. And so the pandemic happened. I didn't go back to that gym. I had no intention to. And then I realized that, you know, pandemic was lifting up and like their restrictions and all, and the pandemic officially ended. So I was like, it's time for me to go back. to the actual gym and not really have to wear a mask and none of that bullshit. And so I decided to go back. I re-enroll for my gym membership at that gym. And I was, like I said, working retail. And I hated it. So I saw that my gym was having a huge-ass banner that said, we're hiring. So I was like, okay, what can I do about that? So then eventually, fast forward, I ended up applying. And not only was the application process itself annoying, very tedious, not the people I was actually being hired with, that had nothing to do with, just like the process itself was not a fun time. And so for those who want to work just any minimum wage job, I personally don't agree with having to suck dick so hard for a minimum wage job, in the sense of I'm barely getting paid, and on top of that, I applied. My application should be enough. I don't need to call every day asking about my application status when you, as an employer in general, targeted at no one, by the way. This episode is not targeted at anyone except one person I loathed at the job, okay? We're not going to get into that just yet, all right? And so, in this aspect of the story, it has nothing to do with who was the employer at the time, okay? It had to deal with just, in general, all minimum wage jobs, when you apply, you have to, like, keep calling to, like, get your application status, essentially bugging the company to fucking hire you. And I am not a firm believer in that. I am not about to dick ride a company that I know will not care for me by no means just to get a job. But then again, I hate it. I loathed retail. So I was like, fine, I guess I'll put up with this bullshit. And lo and behold, I got hired, right? And fast forward, some time went on, right? I got hired as the lovely opener of this facility, of this lovely gym. And before I begin with the rest of this episode, okay, I need you guys to know that this company, as a whole gym facility, as a whole gym corporation, as a big commercial gym, had the worst management I had ever seen in my entire life. And I'm not going to say which one, but y'all can put two and two together. You can easily Google very commercial gyms in the world, okay, in the U.S. There's so many of them, so y'all can marinate on which ones those are. And so I say all of this because here's the gag. Here's the actual, some interesting tea. When I got hired in March, or no, what am I saying? January of 2023, like mid-January 2023. I had quit my previous retail job, gave them my 2 weeks. Fast forward, I believe like two-ish weeks later, a week later, I got and started my gym job at the front. Then, around March of 2023, it was announced that there were going to be hour cuts. And at the time, it felt as if It was worded as temporary. And you might be guessing where this goes. It was indeed not temporary. So it was actually hell on earth. And with that being said, here we fucking go, ladies and gents. To my knowledge, and it ended up not being just for a month or two. It ended up being the rest of the time I was there. So I started in January. February, everything was normal. I was opening like usual, getting my full amount of hours. Then all of a sudden, March 2023 happens. I feel like low-key, March of any month after the pandemic has just been a cursed month. Does anyone else feel that every March we've ever had since 2020, since the pandemic started, has just been a cursed month? Is that just me? I don't know. I feel like everything weird happens in March for me in regards to after the pandemic. But anyways, that's not the episode today. So, well, let's see. So now I'm thinking of the timeline. So fast forward March 2023. It is officially hour cuts, or I think it was either March or April, right, of 2023. Hours are being cut. We don't know why. We're not getting any answers. And on top of that, whenever we would ask someone in the facility of management of any kind, any higher up of ours, we were met with, oh, blame, talk to this person. Oh, talk to that person. And then whenever we would talk to said person that we were told to talk about, they would put the blame on somebody else. So we didn't know essentially where the real reason for hour cuts were happening for. We didn't know who to talk to, who to argue with, who to kind of get our case straightened out. And so I was like, oh shit. So I just got hired 2 months in and I'm already hearing about hour cuts. Damn, this is not looking great. And now as I progress, okay, as I progress with this story of unemployment and this time, there have been, and mind you, I've only had been there a year and a couple months already. So January of 2024 had been a full year of me being at that facility. Then I was working February, March. Then on April 1st, I turned in my resignation. No 2 week notice, though. This company did not deserve a 2 week notice. I had never seen management so awful in my entire life. So why on earth would I contribute to putting in 2 weeks? And legally, you do not have to give a 2 week notice. At least in the state of California, you do not have to give a legal 2 week notice to your employer that you were leaving. Because when you think about it, when an employer fires you, they tell you to leave right then and there. There's no 2 weeks. There's no nothing. So why should I be courteous enough when a company that has not been courteous to me should get a 2 week notice? Hell no. So here we are. In the span of a year of me being there, I had seen at least 7 employees, same employee of mine and like also the other departments, leave. And I also had seen 4 managers. Wait, no. Four managers, yes. Sorry, I had to do the mental math in my head. Yes, 4 managers had left. Do you know how much that looks like, how bad that looks as a company of any kind? And I, like I said, I know this company does not care, clearly. But it's from the outsider perspective. When I would tell friends of mine, or I would say, oh, I just realized that the sun is coming in, y'all. It's coming in, so I'm going to change the camera. But no, anyways. So whenever I would tell fellow friends of mine that are not in this job aspect of, let's say, 7 employees had left in the time I for in the span of a year, mind you, okay, in the span of a year. 7 plus employees had left and quit. And 4 managers had also left. None of them were fired, just 4 of them just chose to leave. Once again, do you know how bad of management you have for you to have a track record like that? Beyond me. It was crazy, bro. I was like, when I left, I was like, damn, that does not look good for y'all. Couldn't be me, though. But let me go ahead and make that the 8th employee that leaves. Me. Like, I had never seen such atrocities of management and bad management at that. And I'm not saying bad management to the managers I had prior, because the ones I've had, amazing. Okay, this sun is not really it right now. It was just the way higher ups were managing things and just the company overall were not it. They were just not doing well. Like, they were just not, they did not know how to do their job at all. Like I said, it had nothing to do with my location. It just had to deal with more so the higher ups had to tell all the other facilities and locations how to run shit. If you worked in retail and worked in any other minimum wage job, like groceries or gyms or like retail at all, higher ups are kind of the ones that ruin, make or break, essentially, the place of success, right? If you know, you know. Like, it's just like, if you've had that kind of job before, you know, the higher ups or district managers are the ones that kind of make or break the the place, the location. It just either makes or breaks it, right? And for some reason, higher ups in my area were just not great, and they did not know how to manage, they did not know how to do their jobs and whatnot. So I'm starting to panic in this aspect. Okay, what is up with this lighting, you guys? I don't understand. Like, I had turned the blinds out. Like, I really thought I was doing something here. I'm about to, like, have to shift everything at this time. But, like, anyways. Oh. Let me not ruin that for myself. Anyways. No. But where was I? So, yes, that's currently the situation. So I'm seeing this around March, April, that it's just not going well as a company. And I'm scrambling to find something else, right? I'm scrambling to find an alternative. I'm scrambling to find something else. But lo and behold, long story short, I can't find anything. And I also say this because I'm actually applying to big girl jobs. I'm done with that whole hourly shit. Nothing against it. I'm just really done doing that. I have experience. I have a portfolio. I don't really want to settle for anything less than what I do know and know how to do well. And I do want a remote job, like most of the entire universe now does. And so I wasn't settling for less at the time. And me applying was just not getting anywhere. So I just decided to stick it out and take my L with respect to myself. And I was like, fuck, I guess this is what's going to happen. So lo and behold, my third manager, or no, fourth one, sorry, had left. Fourth one, just gone, right? Fourth one. Then comes in the last one I had to deal with. And long story short, the reason I did not like this person was because they were having me do things that were not in my job description. By no means. And I know what you're thinking. You're probably like, well, a lot of jobs do that. They will make you do other people's work and other people's jobs, but they will not pay you the difference. And with that, I have to say, I don't give a shit. I don't. I'm not going to do somebody else's job, and I'm not going to do the job I was actually not hired to do. Because when I got hired to what? Sell. What business do I have doing anything else but that? And according to my manager that I left with no 2-week notice, I heard amongst their ears, or no, amongst other people whispering to me and telling me that they wanted me to spend the whole shift cleaning. That's not what I got hired to do, babes. That's not what I got hired to do. And I don't know who and what higher up is telling you to tell me that, but it's not going to slide with me anymore. So that's why I left. I had no interest in being micromanaged. I had no interest in being essentially treated like a child. I had no interest in being anywhere near regards to not my job description and doing anything that did not fit in my job description. And on top of that, this company as a facility, as a whole gym corporation, has a history of having their employees do other people's jobs with no pay difference. It's literally like something I've heard when I was there. And at first I didn't believe it because it wasn't happening to me. And then a new manager after new manager after new manager, and eventually a final one decided, hey, you know what, I need you to do this, this, and that. It's your job now. And I'm like, actually, no, it's not. And I got tired of having to deal with that every day. And on top of that, not wanting to do it and having this manager call me a liar, critiquing me as if I give a shit, treating me like a child, micromanaging me, so many more things. Then it came down to having to file to HR. Did HR do anything? No. As expected. Are we shocked? No, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're not. So I'm having ice, I just realized. Y'all, I forgot that I swallowed a piece of ice. I'm sorry if you can hear me chewing ice. That was an accident. But anyways, so it came down to that. And did anything get fixed? No. So no, essentially, you go to HR, be prepared for them to give you nothing. Be prepared for them to do nothing. That's all. And fast forward to the day I quit. So I had the intention of not really giving a 2 week notice anyways, because the way this company was running, I knew they did not deserve that on my aspect. And I know they wouldn't care if I left anyways, because they can just hire two new people and call it a day. So I go in April 1st. It was a Monday. Thinking I was going to quit that day. I had the intention, I had every motive to. I just wasn't sure if I personally was going to go through with it. Because in my history of work, I have never in my life quit with no 2 week notice. So for me to do that was very new and very not me, and not something I would do on a normal occasion. But it came down to it. It was April 1st. So I go ahead and do my little cleaning job, which is once again not my job description to do so. Then all of a sudden, I get critiqued by this manager, left and right. As if what? Oh, it's my job description. So in my mind, I'm like, well, I don't really give a shit because you're giving me basically no hours. And mind you, and all of this I'm saying now, ever since March, April 2023, there have been no hour increases. Maybe just once, maybe. But on top of that, this company would hire people knowing damn well they did not have sufficient hours. Make it make the fuck sense. Genuinely make it make sense. So not only are you not supplying hours for your employees, but you feel the need to also hire more. Oh, babe, you're hilarious. You're so funny. I think that has to be the most comedic goal that any company, not even just this one. I've heard other companies that do that too, that they will actually do the exact same thing. They will be like, oh my God, there are no hours. All of a sudden you see two new people the next day. You're like, no, what? I don't really remember this, you know? So it was kind of fascinating for me to see all of this, right? So April 1st rolls around. I go ahead and do my little job. And first critique was that something looked messy when it shouldn't have. Mind you, our cleaning supplies are 3,000 years old at the time. I'm actually surprised that we got to that level of cleanliness the way it did, right? And mind you, it was not my job to do this. When I first got hired, I never had to do that. And as I progressively stayed longer, I just kept mounting things onto my job description. But it never got to the point where it had to make me quit with no notice. And so I get critiqued, being essentially treated like a child, because to my manager at the time, to their shock, was it was not done correctly. And they were like, well, I can show you how to do it. I was like, I don't need all that. I'm good. I'm good right here. I don't need to see all that. I don't care. In my mind, I'm like, I don't really give a shit. Like, I genuinely don't. You think I'm gonna go above and beyond for a company that doesn't give me hours? One, two, I'm being critiqued, micromanaged, and judged and treated like a child by a manager in question, to the point where I have to might most likely had to go to HR for that. And on top of that, you want to sit here and treat me like I'm 4 years old? I just, bro, I'm not having it. I'm not. I don't have the necessity to do that. And I don't need you to tell me how to do the job I've been doing for a year, which also doesn't include having to do that. That was strike one that day. Strike two. if you have a gym, most likely it has a steam room or a sauna or both. Very few times it's both. This gym had two, those both. I am asked to go inside, mop them. As if once again, what, ladies and gentlemen? Right, that's my job. No, baby girl. If you want that cleaned, you can hire someone else to do that. That is not me. Let's get that straight right now, right here. And so, you know what? I actually didn't even feel like confrontational the moment she asked me that the first time. I was like, you know what? I don't have the energy to fight you on this. So I will go ahead and do it. And I actually don't want to be labeled as, you know, a bad employee. At the time when this manager started to begin with, they were asking me to do those things progressively more and more. And so I go ahead and do it for the time being. Whoa. Oh, for a second, I thought my nail broke. Whoa. But anyway, so I go ahead and do that on April 1st, the day I quit. And I come to find out that this manager comes to me an hour or two later. She's like, oh. They are like, so I see that there's still trash on the floor. I still see that it doesn't look great. And I'm like, well, I did what you asked me to. So I don't really know where this is all coming from now. And so with that being said, strike two happens. And then we get into an argument. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. I don't care anymore. So we went our separate ways that rest of the shift. We parted ways in the sense of, like, they went somewhere else. They went somewhere else in the facility to their office and whatnot. I stayed up front, just avoided all types of contact with them. And so I fast forward. The shift is almost over. You would think I would have quit that very moment. I was like, no. I want my money. Let me finish this shift first. Let me go ahead and finish this shift first. All right. Then I'm going to say my last words. So after this little lovely argument, I had already the intention of quitting anyways. But that day, I wasn't sure if I said I was going to go through with it. Then we had this argument that I didn't really want to deal with. And I said, I don't need to be dealing with this anymore. I fucking hate this place. You don't give me hours. I'm being micromanaged, treated like a child, critiqued as if I need to be. When all of a sudden we're thinking of what, ladies and gents, it's not that deep. It's not. It's a gym. We're not Equinox. We're not. Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, baby girl, but we're not. And so I didn't need to stay in that place of being critiqued every 5 minutes. I just don't care. I don't care to be in a company that doesn't value me. That's quite literally very obvious in that aspect. I don't need to stay at a company that will never value me, that never had the intention of doing so. Like, I'm here to tell y'all right now, like, I'm going to end this with, like, honestly, leave that damn company today. If you know they're not going to promote you, if you know that you got to suck dick so hard for a company that you know doesn't value you, if you know for a fact that they are not caring for your assets and see you as a valuable employee and whatnot, if you know for a fact they're also making you do work that has nothing to do with your job description and paying you for one of those instead of two roles that you do, if not, there are other people that work essentially three roles in a job and they get paid for one. It's very common. It's a very common yet tragic trait that companies have. It doesn't even have to be fitness related. It can literally just be any company in the world. But if you see that your company is doing that, your job is doing that, just leave. You're not going to get promoted. You can literally slave away trying to get promoted, and it's not even guaranteed. It's never guaranteed. You will always be replaceable. You will always be undervalued. It's rare when I see a company or anyone in the world sees a company that actually cares for their employees. So if you feel that you need to try harder at work, believe me, you really don't. Just do what gets you paid. And the second your employer asks you for more, then you pull up with, well, can you pull up with more, some with some more money? That would be great. Most of the time, they're actually going to laugh in your face if you ask for that. But that's kind of when you know where you lie with some companies in your job. Because you always will get the truth. They will always be honest with you. They will not beat around the bush. They will not lie to your face about how they really feel. They will show you how they feel about you and the company. So with that, I'm done. Also swallowed a piece of ice. I totally forgot. I'm sorry, y'all, if you can hear me chewing ice. But yeah, so April 1st was the last day. And I had no intention of ever going back. And I quit for those various reasons. And I just was tired of being in a facility that did not know how to manage whatsoever. So the truth is the truth. This is my truth. And it is the whole truth. Nothing but the truth. And honestly, I had enough. It was time. And I hope this inspires y'all to, I don't know, just maybe quit that job you don't want, or not essentially quit, but maybe find something else. You know, right now, financially speaking, I am pretty set well-wise for at least the rest of April, or towards like middle of April into late April. I do have another job that I can definitely apply or have applied for that is towards the end of April I would hear from. But nonetheless, like, that's really, there's really no crazy tea. It's really just like, I don't want to work someplace where I know management is not great. And like I said, that's like directed at nobody. Truly, it's directed at no one. In particular, it's just maybe, I don't know, maybe companies should just have better managers and better management as a whole. Not even just mine, just like overall. I've seen horror stories. Horror stories of terrible management from all over the world. You hear it all the time. You hear terrible management stories from different companies around the world, not even just the US. Like, it's everywhere. It's an everyday thing. It's an everywhere thing. It's like, maybe y'all should pull up with some better managing skills, or maybe you should actually hire people that aren't kiss asses. I don't know what to tell y'all. I think that it's a very pressing issue in this time that several companies struggle with. And I happen to have been, unfortunately, a victim of it. Like, it sucks. It's not great. But yeah, with that being said, I sign off today. And that's really all there is to it. There's no crazy tea. There's no, like, crazy shit. I was just fed up of not being valued in this company, and I knew I wasn't going to be. And at first, when I first got hired, I had big aspirations for wanting to move up, but I don't anymore. And it was quickly robbed from me when I kept seeing 7+ employees leave. It kept happening, and I was discouraged when I would see other managers leave, and I would hear the horror stories of managers past. And the horror stories of higher management past. So with that, I'm out. I'm done. So it was nice catching up, y'all. It's the truth. Yeah, I'm in my unemployed era, and I will be indeed mooching off the employed. So right now I'm about to go make pasta, though. So I'm about to make dinner. I'm going to finish my little poppy. But yeah, there's no tea, there's no crazy thing, there's no nothing. It's just, I was fed up. And I think any other person, any sane person would be fed up too. So I sign off. Bye, aliens. I hope you guys are staying hydrated and healthy and happy. And yeah, that's all there really is to it.